Okay, domain selection. Now, by now you might be thinking, if you are a complete newbie and you have a niche in mind, but you're thinking, what domain should I actually buy? Well, we would advise you to pick up a domain that is related to the product. Now, there's a little mind map here which we can look at. And this is the mind map below. So if you want to open that as well, then that's fine. And you can actually see exactly what type of domains that we could advise. We would all advise, also advise going for a .com. Now, think about the product idea. Try to keep your domain as short as possible. Write a list of what type of domains that you need. And when you're searching around for your domains, be patient. Sometimes it takes a little while to find a domain that fits, especially if you're searching for .com, because for the simple reason, it's a global domain, and most people refer to any of products that is something something .com. Go here .com. It's .com is basically the most popular top level domain you could possibly get. So if that's what you're looking for, then go for that domain, but spend a little time writing it down, going through the domain choices, and looking for a domain that fits. But remember, nothing overly long because nobody can remember an overly long domain name. Now, like I said, there is limited availability, so you may not be able to go for a .com. You may not have that luxury. Okay, so what you can do is look for other global domains such as a .net or a .co. Now think about this. Think about global. If you have a global product, you want to think global. So being from the UK, I'm not going to release a global product and call it digitalprofitmaster.co.uk. I will look for a product and with a .com extension, a .net extension, something that's global. Steer away from your specific country of origin. Yes, if you want to sell products in your own country, then that's fine. However, if you want to be global, which I'm assuming you do, then you need to go for a .com, a .net, a .co, something that's global. It doesn't mean you can't buy your local domain to your country, which is your local country domain, and forward that to your .com destination. That's fine. You can do that if you want to do that. But if you're thinking global, think global domain. Buy multiple domain extensions. Now, depending on your business needs, you can buy the same domain for example, .com, .co, .us, .co.uk. And this really will allow you to corner the market, to corner all of your domains. And look at the big companies. Look at the likes of the car industry, Mercedes, Volkswagen. All of these guys have a country of origin and a .com. Now, if you are passionate about your business, which I'm sure you are, and you could pick up all these extensions, it is a little bit more expensive, but it is actually worth doing. Now, where would you buy these domains? To check for any domains, any of your hosting companies, if you have hosting companies, I know we recommend D9 Hosting, they have the ability to search for a domain you want to buy. If you don't yet have any hosting, check out namecheap.com/domains. They sometimes have deals on, so you can pick up some good deals on some good global domains and local domains. And all you have to do once you've chosen your domain is transfer this to your current hosting company. And don't worry about that. Your hosting company will tell you exactly what to do and how to transfer the domain. So get yourself over to namecheap.com, use the domain search facility, and find yourself a domain. Now remember, it's not always the first domain that's going to be the best. So sit down, spend about half an hour going through all different names related to the niche of your choice and the product of your choice, and I'm sure you will come up with a great name with a great domain extension. Okay, thanks for watching, and we'll see you on another video.